Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. India has extended support of $400 million and a bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by the Maldives. The decision in this regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Muizu in New Delhi yesterday. Besides the currency swap agreement, the two countries signed two MOUs, including one on bilateral cooperation in preventing and combating corruption. Two MOUs were also renewed between the two countries on capacity-building programs for Maldivian judicial officers and in the field of sports and youth affairs. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called for new and innovative technological development in the country to address future threats. Inaugurating the DevConnect 4.0 in Delhi yesterday, he said that the government is committed to fully assist both public and private sectors to achieve the goal of a strong and self-reliant defence sector. Highlighting the importance of the meet, Mr. Singh said that it is a valuable platform to bring together different stakeholders of the defence ecosystem, which can help India strengthen and become self-reliant in this sector. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday said that India's health system embraces a whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach to achieve universal health coverage with an emphasis on strengthening primary health care and essential services. Addressing the 77th session of the World Health Organization, Southeast Asia region, Mr. Nadda said that the government's Ayushman Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has covered over 120 million families and provided an annual hospitalization benefit of $6,000 per family. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honored with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The Best Actor Award will be conferred on Rishabh Shetty for his stupendous performance in the Kannada film Kantara. The Best Actress Award will be received by Nithya Menon for the Tamil film Thiru Chitrambalam and Manasi Parekh for the Gujarati film Kutch Express. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to scientists Victor Ambros and Gary Rufkun for their discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation. MicroRNA is a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. Announcing the decision, the Nobel Assembly of Sweden's Karolinska Institutet, a research-led medical university in Stockholm, stated that the discovery made by these two scientists has proven to be fundamentally important for understanding how organisms develop and function. The winners will receive a sum of $1.1 million. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Physics will be announced today, followed by the Chemistry Prize on Wednesday. As part of Wildlife Week celebration under the theme Wildlife Conservation Through Coexistence, Eco Warriors conducted the awareness program at Battle AG School, Dezepay Village, Jumukedima yesterday. Founder and chairman of Eco Warriors Nagaland, Mr. Lesamu, shared the role of Eco Warriors Nagaland and emphasized the organization's mission and initiatives aimed at promoting wildlife conservation. He also highlighted the importance of raising awareness about wildlife protection. Research associate from Azim Premji University and a birder from Northeast India, Mr. Tomal, spoke about the significance of birding. He briefed on the various bird species found in the state and engaged the students with fascinating facts. Nagaland governor has assented Nagaland salaries, allowances and other facilities of the chief minister, speaker, deputy chief minister or ministers, leader of opposition, deputy speaker and other members of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly and pension for ex-members act 2024, Sixth Amendment on 15 April 2024. In this regard, Secretary in charge of Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat, Krohit Tonio Rio, requested all the ex-MLA and family pensioners to collect the revised pensioners form from Members Amenities Branch of Assembly Secretariat with effect from 14th of this month during office hours. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.